Well, if you were anywhere near the pavilion in East Lansing this past weekend, you might have thought MSU stood for Montana State University. The 2016 Spartan Stampede Rodeo rolled into town, bringing cowboys and calves, bulls and Bronx, and current state's Kevin Lavery saddled up with his recording gear on Saturday to check out the action. He joins me now. Not your first rodeo, Kevin, or your first rodeo?
This was not my first rodeo, okay. Mark. I grew up in Kansas. I've seen this before.
Okay.
But it was really very exciting to watch it all, both in the arena and backstage at the holding pens. And Mark, if you ever secretly thought that all my reports in the past were just a lot of bull, well, you're right about this one. What's your name?
Chris Smith.
Are you with the MSU Rodeo Club?
Yes, sir. Right now, this is the holding area for the livestock, and we're getting ready to start up here at 2 o'clock. We're getting the stands loaded and everything smoothed out. As you can see, we got bulls and steers, and we got horses back there, and it should be a good show. Should be a good time tonight.
Obviously, this is an agricultural college. At least that's how MSU started off, so that's pretty important in this area. But I don't necessarily equate rodeo and Michigan in the same sentence.
Rodeo and Michigan don't really go hand in hand. MSU was the first ag college in Michigan, and then the building we're in is a livestock education pavilion, and we've been trying to keep rodeo alive. We've been voted number one indoor rodeo of the year 4 times in a row. Last year we were runner-up, and we're competing again this year. We're trying to bring rodeo back into Michigan.
I'm Hannah Monet. I'm from Grand Ledge.
Well, Fancy is a quarter horse mare out of South Dakota. She's a buckskin. She's 8 years old. She's my baby. She's spoiled rotten.
And what does she do in the rodeo?
In the rodeo, she competes in the barrel racing. So all she does is make 3 turns as fast as she can. She's essentially just a speedy catty little mare.
What's her best time?
It depends on the size of the arena. But in here, her best time this week is a 16.44.
And that's measured as 1 horsepower.
Yeah, definitely just 1. I wish there was a couple more.
Sid, how's everybody doing on Saturday afternoon? Eric Kierick, New Liberty, Indiana, backing all the way horse. Oh, yes, go. It's a wild horse spin on a Saturday afternoon.
Stuart Pletcher.
And you are a roper, is that kind of your specialty?
I team rope, but yeah.
What's difficult about what you just did out there?
It's difficult. You gotta catch a cow, I guess.
Well, I can't do that, so it's difficult for me.
Well, it's like everything. You spend a lot of years practicing and then you get it figured out.
What's dangerous about it?
A lot of guys tear their thumbs off in the dally. Because once you rope them, then you have to dally around the saddle horn. And if it's running or you get a rope tangled up, because ropes are 35 feet long, and they'll tear their thumb off.
That could end your rodeo pretty fast.
No, won't help for sure, but a lot of guys still rope without their thumb.
Come on! We got a lady on the ground. Now we're going to straighten the front leg, gather the hind two. When his hands go up, yours go together because he's done right now.
Ricky Torrey.
And where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Mayville, Michigan. They got me on the draw sheet as Hartford, but, you know, that's all right.
What do you do in these rodeos?
What we do is we try and ride these bulls for 8 seconds. You know, it's a battle against man and beast, and a lot of the guys, they either win or they lose, and it's a game of chance. You know, you never know what's going to happen. You could get hurt or you could walk out with some money.
When did you first learn how to ride a bull?
I was about 16 years old. I went to a practice pen and started getting on some calves. And right after that, I kind of worked myself up to some bigger bulls and went from there. You know, there's a lot of mechanics into it, but the main thing you've got to really work on is your balance. You know, your balance is the most important thing. And if you don't have your balance, you really ain't going to do very good.
I can imagine. What was your best ride? What was your scariest ride?
Well, I think my scariest ride was in 2010. I had a bull step on my jaw and knocked me out. And tore my ear all up and got about 10 stitches in my ear. And, you know, my advice for anybody starting out, wear a helmet. You'll have no hospital bills after that. I think my best ride, I got on some practice bulls and rode 3 out of my 4 bulls, and I was having a good day that day.
Did you ever think when you were little that you would grow up learning how to ride a 700-800-pound animal that could potentially kill you?
No, I didn't. I think it was more the brain cells not really working too well, you know what I'm saying? You just kind of like, hey, let's try this, and you know, you kind of fall in love with it after that. And, you know, it's a live or die sport. You either got it or you don't.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
We're going to watch you in Oklahoma City this year, I can tell you. David Swearingen from a rodeo family and a Toro Twister. Oh, Alan Coleman's got a flag on the play.
What?
7.7 seconds is not 8, folks.
Well, it seems I was wrong when I was talking with Ricky about bull riding. I asked him what it was like to ride a 700 or 800-pound bull. That's really being conservative, I'm told. Some of these guys are twice that, 15, 16, maybe even 1,800 pounds. So if you want to know where's the beef, it's right here.
Megan Nearing, I'm Miss Michigan State University Rodeo Queen 2015.
I'm glad I found you because I was told that you would be crowned today.
I'm actually passing off my crown today, yes. At the intermission of today's performance at 2 o'clock, we're going to be passing off the crown to the new queen.
How do you become a rodeo queen?
Oh, it's a rigorous process of not only a pageant, but also showing off our horsemanship skills.
There you go. So was there one thing that kind of pushed you over the top that helped you get there?
I think my personality did a lot for it. I have a great bubbly personality, and being able to work with a lot of people really helps me out.
And you've got your nephew here, or is this just your son?
This is my nephew and my sister.
And his name is JT. He's practicing the lariat right now.
Yes, he's working on his roping skills. We're hoping to get him on a horse here soon to do some roping.
I sure love the sport, but you can't do it forever.